If you've got questions about public media funding, we've got answers. Our quick guide explains what's at stake for WSHU, what we know so far, and how you can help. It's all in one place. Just visit WSHU.org. This is Long Story Short from the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. I'm Ebong Udama. Connecticut-shaped tobacco farmers try to roll with the times.
Everybody talks about Connecticut's known for its pizza and basketball teams, but in a lot of places in the world, it's actually known for its tobacco.
That's Dave Altamari, an in-depth investigative reporter with the Connecticut Mirror and a cigar aficionado. He's done a deep dive into how Connecticut farmers try to roll with the times as tobacco use declines. More to come after this.
Hi, I'm Bruce Putterman, publisher of the Connecticut Mirror. By participating in the work of CT Mirror, you publish long-form journalism that explains complex policy and fiscal issues. You conduct follow-the-money investigations that explore how taxpayer dollars are spent. And you empower communities and change lives and stabilize our wobbling democracy. If you want to continue to be a part of this Connecticut journalism success story, please make a gift to CT Mirror today. Just click the red donate button on the top right of any CT Mirror page. Thank you.
How you doing, Dave?
Good morning, Ebong. How are you?
Good. You smoke cigars, so it must be fascinating to look behind the scenes into tobacco growing in Connecticut. Considering shade tobacco leaves grown in the Upper Connecticut River Valley are some of the best in the world. So tell us a little bit about the Connecticut tobacco and the shade tobacco specifically, and what you found when you went to look into this.
So Connecticut shade tobacco has always been known as the best tobacco to wrap a cigar in the world. And I was surprised to learn that it's basically not really grown here anymore. The only person that grows Connecticut shade tobacco now is a farmer in Massachusetts, in Southwick, Massachusetts.
Wow. Why so? I mean, if it's much sought after, why have the farmers gone out of the business?
Several reasons. One, it is a hard crop to grow. There's six pickings. It's very, it's susceptible to bugs and bad weather, a lot of wet. It doesn't like, and it's also, you know, after you pick it, you have to hang it and you have to let it hang for like 2 months. So it's a little tricky crop to handle. But the real reason was some of the major cigar companies realized that for some reason, Ecuador and the Upper Connecticut River Valley have almost the same climate and soil, and that they could move their operations to Ecuador and pay significantly less to get the tobacco.
So labor was mainly responsible.
So a lot of the major companies now grow what they call Connecticut seed shade tobacco in Ecuador, but it is not the same thing.
Okay. Now, what happens with the tobacco leaves? You said it takes a while for them to be dried out, and it's labor intensive to pick the tobacco. I was fascinated when I read in your article that people had to crawl on the ground to pick the leaves. Could you just describe that?
The plants, some of them are 10, 12 feet high, and there are six pickings. And we went to the first one, which was in late July. So they had to literally pick the leaves off the bottom of the plants. So what they do is scoot along the ground and pick the leaves and put them in a plastic bin.
And this cannot be mechanized. It has to be done by hand.
All by hand. This is all. There were about 50 people picking the day we were there. It was a mix of mostly these older Jamaican guys and high school kids. You know, some of these guys have been doing this for 40 years, and some of the other ones, it was their second day on the job. So it was quite a mix of people. And Dwight Arnold, the farmer that grows it in Southwick, you know, he's basically there running the show. He knows everybody's name. He's moving people between different rows of tobacco. It's all also underneath this like white cloth covering.
That's why it's called the shade tobacco, because it has to have a shade.
A, to keep it from the sun, and also to, it provides, it's very warm. It's like, you almost make it more tropical. It was interesting to go, the difference between being standing outside and then going underneath the cloth, the shade cloth. It was definitely a little more humid, which is good for the tobacco. So he has about 35 acres now that he's planting. They used to be well over 1,000 acres of Connecticut shade tobacco planted not that long ago, as the 80s and maybe the early 90s. Tobacco hasn't disappeared. A lot of those farmers now grow what they call broadleaf tobacco, and that is used more as tobacco to fill a cigar, not as a wrapper. It's a different, still easier to grow, not as temperamental. And so a lot of farmers have switched to growing what they call Connecticut broadleaf.
Now tell us, what is the difference between the wrapper and the filler? Why is that distinction made?
So shade tobacco, the broadleaf, the leaves, they pull the whole plant, not just one or two leaves and do it six times. They do it one harvesting, they pull the whole plant, hang the whole plant upside down to let it dry. The process of drying it is very similar. You still need the sheds and to hang everything from, but it's much easier to get it to that point. You just pull the whole plant, hang it upside down, it dries quicker. You don't have to worry about if it rips. You know, the Connecticut shave is only used for a wrapper. So you have to, if you rip it or tear it, it's no good. As the tobacco browns, as it hangs, it's hard to handle. It's a delicate thing to handle, and you don't want to rip it at that point, because now it's almost ready to be sent to the factory.
So if it is ripped, it can't be used to wrap.
You can't wrap you're not going to wrap a cigar with a ripped wrapper. Won't work.
And the shade tobacco that's grown here is sent to the Dominican Republic to be, and then it's dried again?
Yes. So what happened is Dwight has a contract with the company that sells Macanudo cigars. And so they basically have told him, we will buy whatever you grow, and we will use it on our high-end Macanudo cigars as Connecticut shade wrapper cigars. So he probably, after he picks it, he probably dries it out in his sheds for 6 weeks to 2 months, depending on circumstances and weather. And then it gets shipped down to the Dominican where the Macanudos are made, and it is dried some more. It generally takes roughly a year from when a leaf is picked until somebody's wrapping a cigar in it.
Wow. So what's the future for the tobacco in farmers of Connecticut?
Well, actually, after my story ran, I got two phone calls from farmers who used to grow Connecticut shade, and they wanted Dwight's phone number. They miss growing it. And so what's happened is a lot of these farms, passes down between generations. So the 27-year-old manager of one of the farms called me this morning, and she said, can you get me Dwight's number? I picked it when I was smaller. I miss it. And you'd be surprised how many farmers miss growing it. So Dwight has a client. As I said, they will take whatever he grows. He's expanded. He started at 15 acres. He's up to 35. I think he's going to possibly go to 50 next year. So I don't know if it's going to ever make a comeback to what it was, 30 years ago, but there is a market for it still. So hopefully it'll still be grown, because it is still, everybody talks about Connecticut's known for its pizza and basketball teams, but in a lot of places in the world, it's actually known for its tobacco.
Wow. Well, thank you so much, Dave.
Good to talk to you again.
Long Story Short is hosted by me, Ebong Udana, and produced by Molly Ingram. Harriet Jones is our editor. WSHU's Alicia Daddario and the Connecticut Mirror's Gabby DeBenedictis are our digital team. This podcast is a collaboration between the Connecticut Mirror and WSHU Public Radio. We go behind the scenes at the home of public policy journalism in Connecticut. More can be found online at ctmirror.org and wshu.org. Our episodes can be found wherever you get your podcasts.